Ronald, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here in Oroville.
You started to talk about the Jill and the theater, so she brought you here.
Yes. I'm very grateful to Jill to be able to come here. I was in India a year and a half ago, touring all over the country, and now the Indian Arts Theater Council. I'm very grateful to them for sponsoring my trip. I'm able to travel all over the country, and I was just in Mumbai, and now I'm here, and then I go to Calicut University, and then to Delhi to continue to perform and to teach.
Your career is to be an actor and a teacher, right?
Yes, I've been acting my entire life, ever since I was six, and I now with this show, Let It Be Art, I've been touring now for 12 years all over the world to 16 countries already. And it's a pleasure to be back here in India.
That is the play we will see on Christmas Eve, right?
That's right, Saturday night, exactly, at 8 o'clock.
And, Bharat Nivas, right?
Exactly, yes. It's I bring to life one of the great inspirators of the American theater, Harold Clurman. And the audience also gets to meet people like Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis and Katharine Hepburn and Lee Strasberg and Stella Adler. And Harold Clurman was the theatrical conscience of the American theater. And he was also my teacher. So I get to bring him to life, which is extremely very satisfying, but it's also rewarding for the audience because it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun stories in the show.
You were the playwright?
I'm the playwright, too. Yes, I wrote the play. And in a sense, I wrote the play with Harold Clurman because, in a sense, he was speaking into my ear. So I was sort of listening to what he was saying. But he passed on in 1980, and I was very, very lucky to study with him just a year before he died.
So he was your inspiration. You wrote the play and you're playing.
And I bring him to life, exactly. Yes, as well as other people in the show. But the play is really about what it takes to fulfill yourself as a human being and how you overcome the obstacles and the challenges in life and how is it possible to really become somebody. Because at the beginning, Harold Clurman had no idea what he was going to be. And then along the path, he's become like the elder statesman of the American theater. And he changed the course of the American theater. And he taught people like Roy Scheider and Maureen Stapleton and some of the great people of the American theater. And he was also one of the great directors of the American theater and an acting teacher and America's greatest drama critic, too.
He also inspired you to start with the newspaper?
Well, the newspaper, I created and founded the Soul of the American Actor newspaper 14 years ago.
Oh, and before.
Yes. I thought that we needed to have a newspaper in America, and it is the only paper dedicated to the art and craft of the actor and the art of the theater. It's at soulamericanactor.com, and I thought we should have a forum where we would talk about the creativity and the art of the actor and how the process comes to be. So I've had people like Vijay Tendulkar and Alec Baldwin and Arthur Miller in the paper, and it's online and in print every season.
It's like it's come out four times a year.
Four times a year right now.
And it's free, right?
It's a free newspaper. Yes.
It's online or it's in
It's hard online at Soul, S-O-U-L, Soul American Actor.
And also a hard copy, right?
And in hard copy as well, yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm able to share the ideas and the thoughts of actors, directors, playwrights, poets, people like Elie Wiesel or Derek Walcott, and also artists. So it's a whole combination of all of these things that come together to, in a sense, bridge a mutual understanding between art and dance, because I've had Merce Cunningham in the paper and people like that as well.
Nice. But I just got a thought. What makes that Americans are so keen to for the theater, for performing art, for the dance, for music? You have any idea what is that so many people are drawn to it?
Well, I think that the act of creativity inspires people. And in America, we've had, since the founding of the country, it took a while for, in a sense, the Puritans to accept that there should be dancing and music and art like that. But there was an explosion of culture. And fortunately, between film and dance and music and the theater and the arts and all of them coming together, people are infused by that. And we've had an enormous influx of, you might say, a melting pot of cultures come to America to add the spirit of what, in a sense, America represents in the arts. So the theater really is the actual act of seeing human beings in front of you that are alive, and that is even more inspiring to people.
Mm. You know, any other country who would be inspired to really support the performing arts like that?
Well, I wish that our country supported it even more. I mean, we don't have a culture minister or a national theater center yet in our country, but we have an enormous amount of people who really do support the arts, and that really makes a difference. So I'm really enthused by the turnout of audiences all across America that come to the theater and those who want to be on the stage. And I've been fortunate to be an actor, director, playwright, and also being able to perform and teach around the world, but also as an acting teacher, because I also am a professor at Pace University in New York City. So I teach at over 75 universities already now for the past 25 years. So I get a chance to really meet young people who are very enthusiastic about theater, which is one of the best things I can imagine.
Your parents were actors? Or?
Well, my father studied acting in college, but my mother is a painter, is an artist, mm-hmm. and I'm also an artist too. I paint on bark and on little rocks and on feathers, and it's something I love to do wherever I travel. I bring my paint. I've already painted about 35 paintings since I've been here. And my father...
That's since Saturday.
I know, I've just been here a few days, but I've been very busy. I've been very inspired by the beauty of Oroville. It's just an incredible place to be. So that's what's really been inspiring. The people are so warm, and also the nature is, the colors are just so attractive. And of course, hearing all the exotic animals and the birds and everything. Yes.
Exotic animals, you mean what? Birds?
Well, the birds, and then the cattle on the roads, and all these different things, and then, you know, and it's just been an amazing experience, but I've been very enthused by it. And coming from Mumbai, which is extremely busy, and then coming here, which is a lot more communing with nature, it's just been a very blessed experience.
That's your first visit, right?
My first visit to Oroville, yes. I mean, Jill had been wanting me to come, and so finally, I was able to work it out with my schedule, and here I am. It's amazing. Yeah. Well, I was in Mumbai teaching at Bhavan's College, a workshop for the Thespel Festival, and then I came here to perform and to teach, and tomorrow I'm going to be teaching at Pondicherry University, and then I have my performance on Saturday night, and then I have a two-day workshop on Monday and Tuesday here at Oroville, and then I'm on to Calicut, and then up to Delhi. So it's part of what I do, and now I've been invited to about 7 more countries this year, so it's been extraordinary to be able to continue teaching and traveling this way.
That's really demanding, yeah.
It is demanding, but it's part of the passion that I feel, and it's part of what I love doing so much.
Can you talk a little bit more about the workshop? Because as far as I know, the Monday and Tuesday are dedicated to the Oroville people to do the workshop, right?
Yes, yes. And the amazing thing that I've been very blessed about the workshop, what I've learned is from some of the greatest acting teachers in the world, including Stella Adler and Jerzy Grotowski, which I include in my workshop, but Stanislavski, who was in a sense the first person to really formulate and write down what the actor is responsible for. And what I teach is I teach from the actual chart that culminated his work. And he was sort of like Freud or like Einstein. He was sort of the one who put it all together. So I use the actual chart that he came up with at the end of his life. And I know how to, in a sense, share the 40 tools that an actor is responsible
40
for.
40 tools.
40 tools that the actor, whoa, like working on oneself and relaxation and concentration and the different
that
things.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, it is, but but it's joyful and it's full of fun too, because there's a lot of good exercises.
Wait, you will manage to introduce these 40 tools in 2 days?
Well, I've actually been able to introduce them in 2 or 3 hours sometimes when it's necessary. Well, but it all depends upon the time that I have. But we also do a lot of exercises, improvisations. But it's also, even if people don't have an acting background, when I was just in Morocco, I had a class with 40 people and nobody was an actor in the class. So what we do is we work on tools to give a person more freedom and more ability to achieve their potential as a human being. And also we gain an understanding about where we are centered as human beings and how we're able to express ourselves more freely and more creatively too.
So it's kind of therapy.
Well, to some people may think it that way, but I think of it as a joyful expression of one's soul. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to share one's gifts with others around them. And also through the art of acting, it's a way also to learn how to open your center up and also learn language, language skills, also the freedom. One of the exercises I love doing in class is the art of flying. You'd be surprised that everybody can fly, but they don't know it. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the great things that I do in my workshop as well.
I can bet that children really like those workshops. No?
Well, yes, I've had workshops from younger ages, from 10, 12, 14, 18, as well as up to people who have been in my workshop up to 80s and 90s. Mm. And so I've had a variety. But the wonderful thing about the exercises and learning how to use your entire body, your entire instrument, is that it's very freeing and you learn different ways of expressing yourself.
Yeah, if you think that basically we do play when we go outside, we put a mask and play.
We do, yeah. Sometimes we assume different masks and become different people, you know, depending upon what we have to do in our lives. And in a way, it's part of that. But also, how do we get back to who we are and finding out who we are at our core and our being? So that's what I love to deal with and to share.
There was one, actually, that confused me a little bit. Because you are addressing Stanislavski as the inventor of the method of a physical activity, right?
Yes,
acting is a physical activity, no? Or what is meant with that?
It has to do with the physical actions. What it is that there's different, you might say, techniques in acting that people have used, whether they work from emotion or whether they learn from the act of doing something. And what I've learned from my teachers like Stella Adler is that if you're going to do something, you really have to do it. And that's the act of physically doing something. And if you work for emotion first to do something, sometimes you're not able to really find a way to effectively get there. So what I say, like, for example, we're doing an interview right now. Your action is to interview me, but you have to understand what your action is. If you were standing upside down and doing something different, that wouldn't be your action. So what I tend to feel that it's important to start with action and work our way towards all the other things that are necessary that you do on stage in bringing life to another human being. Because ultimately, what I'm going to be doing on Saturday night is Harold Clurman, and it takes me about 2.5 hours to get into my clothing and into my makeup and to allow Harold Clurman, in a sense, to enter
me. The spirit of that.
Yeah, so that you can actually see him in front of you, mm-hmm. and I embody the soul of this person. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, that's the art of acting, so that you get to meet somebody entirely different than who I am.
So whoever is going to attend, and it was written that even the children from age of 13 up.
Sure. I mean, even if it's a mature 10 or 11 or 12, it's okay too. Because I try to also involve lots of different exercises. I mean, if anything is like a little above their heads, then we take time to certainly explain it. Mm. But the joyfulness of being able to explore the act of creativity and the art of acting really opens you up to a lot of ways of freedom. Have expression of creativity, and also it gives you ideas about how to focus your energy, because one of the most important things is we do so many things every day. How do we really focus on what we need to do, what the priorities are?
Actually, that would be a good workshop for all of us.
Well, that's part, of, that's part of what I love to do, exactly.
So, but in 2 days, the participants will have to focus on some kind of task, or they will have to really play afterward? Are you planning the performance maybe?
No, not really, because we really generally go through the different tools that are on the chart, learning ways in which you can use them in your normal life, in your daily life, or if there are people in the workshop who are actors, how they can actually use those and actually add to the information and the way in which they work already. Mm-hmm. So there's ways of actually learning how to express oneself even more fully, and also gaining the freedom to be able to share more of yourself, because that, to me, that's what it's all about. You know, I've decided that we have nothing to fear in life, so we might as well give of ourselves as much as we can, because we're on this earth to love one another and to give of ourselves and to share who we are and our center as much as possible to make this a much better place to live in.
And since we are in Auroville, you have a feeling that we reach, as Aurovillians, we reach any of these steps a little bit?
Oh, I'm seeing it every moment. I mean, I really feel here, when I go to the solar restaurant or seeing people, there's a real sense of caring and giving of oneself. I can already feel it in the air. I can see it in the expression of people here and the way which people, you know, help one another. And really share. So there's a beautiful feeling already that I've just experienced in just a short time that I hope to share with others when I go back to New York City and around the world.
And you feel it genuine, right?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, it's heartfelt and it's very caring and very sensitive, and that's truly the way we should always be.
So, on Saturday night, it's going to be a play, and on Monday and Tuesday, 26th and 27th, it's going to be workshop.
Is the workshop, exactly.
And the workshop is going to be where?
The workshop is over in the open space.
Sautro?
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be in the afternoon. So I certainly would love for as many people to come, because you'll certainly have a good time, naturally. That's what it's about, to share the joy of what we do.
Cool. And afterward, there's not going to be a play or something?
No, just the performance on Saturday night. It's about an hour long, and then I'll have a little Q&A afterwards for people who have any questions about what I just did.
After the show?
After the show, right at the end of the performance on Christmas Eve, yes.
So we can go.
Yeah, so we can continue being jolly. Yes, exactly. But it's a great experience, because Harold Klerman is this dynamo of energy. And so it's an opportunity to share the rich stories that he tells, but he's also can be extremely funny at times too. So it's also a humorous experience.
He was originated from where?
Harold Klerman actually came from the Lower East Side of Manhattan, New York City, and he went and spent a few years in Paris at the Sorbonne. His best friend, who actually was also like a cousin, was Aaron Copland. And he didn't know what he wanted to do, but when he came back to New York City, he got involved with the theater and also with the Theater Guild, which was one of the most important theaters in America at the time, with Eugene O'Neill. And eventually, he said, he met Lee Strasberg, and together they created and founded with Cheryl Crawford America's greatest acting company, called the Group Theater. And they put on plays by Clifford Odets, and this was during the middle of the Depression.
Between the First and the Second World War.
Right, exactly, from 1929, 1930, to about 1940. They lasted 10 years, but they changed the face of the American
theater.
Yeah, but
that was also the time where the art actually bloomed. Yeah? It's like always like when the crisis is, the art is blooming. Yeah?
Exactly,
it's like
it exploded.
A row of cycling... the how the history repeats, yeah.
That's right, yeah. It really inspired people. I mean, in America, we had the WPA, and we had the New Federal Theater, and then we had the group theater, and a lot of acting groups sprang up. But this was the first time in America where a group of actors were trained in the same way, actually working on new American plays, and it they became known because of the work they did as in a sense, America's Moscow Art Theater. Mm-hmm. Acting had never been seen like that before, and it changed the way everybody thought how an acting company could work in America.
Yeah, but also get institutionalized, yeah? But
well, not entirely, because that was one of the problems in America. We didn't have enough support to keep the group theater going, so it ended. And then the World War II came, and then in the 50s, new regional theater companies sprang up. There were some, you might say, repertory companies that tried to continue, but we haven't been able to, in a sense, create a repertory company in America or an acting company like the group theater, even though there are some very good theater companies like Steppenwolf in Chicago and Trinity Rep up in New England. One of the things that has happened in America is that it's still very hard to keep theaters going and raise money. But they get a lot of support.
Yeah, as you mentioned before, what is actually, was not known to me, but you said the government does not support any of the theaters.
Well, we have the NEA, the National Endowment of the Arts, and we are fortunate to get like a little less than $150 million right now, which is something. But we do have a lot of, you might say, contributors, people who give money because they believe in and they want to support the arts. And that is one of the biggest things that keeps theater companies and dance companies and museums going in our country. So thankfully, those kind of people, whether it's people with middle class incomes and very wealthy people, do support the arts. And that keeps it going, thankfully. And then, of course, you have Broadway and the commercial arena as well. But I believe much more as well in supporting the artistic kind of small theater companies who have a vision and want to express whether it's a small company that has an Hispanic background or Asian or African-American. They also want to put on plays by about their community, and I think that's very important, or Native American Indian. It's so important that we also support that kind of infusion of all of the peoples of our country.
Unity in diversity.
Absolutely. That's what it's totally about. And I think ultimately that makes the world a much healthier and more beautiful place to live in. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about what the mother has created and in a sense and said that Oroville was based on is that it needs to be that kind of a place of mutual understanding and compassion so that we all feel that we're a part of the world and we're all giving of ourselves. And that's what the theater ultimately does is that it really illuminates life's human treasury of who we are as human beings, but we want to see our stories played out, and then it maybe, in a sense, can make us aware of, oh, maybe we should be a little more compassionate to one another, and maybe, I see, okay, I didn't think that this was possible.
The message, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's necessary, and sometimes it isn't, but the great thing about Harold Klerman, the person I bring to life, is that he totally believed and was so immersed in theater that he said that there was nothing more important in this world than making theater. He was that kind of a passionate human being.
Nice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we just met him through a player.
That's what you'll have an opportunity on Saturday night. It's at 8 o'clock, and you'll have an opportunity to see. He's also going to, in a sense, bring alive the story of the group theater. And you'll also meet people like Stella Adler and Lee Strasberg, as well as Stanislavski, who will also be in the play. So it's a whole combination of all of these different stories.
And you play everything by it's a monodrama, yeah?
Well, it's more a comedy drama, you might say.
But it's monodrama. I mean,
it's a solo play, but yeah. You also get to meet all these people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
So that's the fun of it.
We are also lucky here that art is a constitutional part of the town.
Yes,
which is really unique in the world.
Yes.
And as such, theater group is also really present.
Yeah, Jill's been doing a tremendous job.
We are thankful to Julia.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked with her?
Actually, I got to know her down at Morat Dak Mai when I went to Thailand last year, because she was there and she was also teaching a workshop, as was I. And that's how we got to know one another. And so she invited me to come to Oroville. So she's been doing an extraordinary job here, making theater for the community, and my hat's off to her. Just an admirable human being.
We've seen the plays, but they usually just play them once or twice, you know.
Well, there's just so much, you know, time that you can devote to it. I mean, it is challenging to put them on. You know, that's always been one of the biggest challenges of making theater, is having enough money to do the work that you want to do, no matter what it is. But with the limited budget that she has, she's been working miracles, that's for sure. So I'm very blessed to be here. I didn't get a chance to see the play that she directed down there, because I was only there for a week. But I know that she directed Our Town and a couple of other plays there with them. And so she's very, very gifted director. And so I hope that we'll continue to work together in the near future.
You've been traveling a lot and seen many nations, many places. Is there any place or maybe experience that really stuck in your mind?
Well, being here in Oroville so far has certainly been having a great impact upon me, and will continue to, because I certainly wanted to go back and tell everyone about it. It's certainly one of the most unique places I've ever been in my life, being in an environment like this where everyone is so connected to helping one another. I was just in Zimbabwe, which is a totally different kind of environment, being able to share the play, even though they had absolutely no idea who Harold Clurman was and never heard of him or the group theater, they were just enthralled to meet him, because I was in a tribal hut, and there were about 200 Zimbabwes all around me in a circle, so I was acting like all around, but they just were thrilled with the stories that he told. And also when I did my workshop, they were so eager to learn and to share what they knew with me, and for me to share the exercises. So everywhere I go, there's this deep yearning to want to grow, to express, to learn different ways of how to express even more of themselves. So I was just in Morocco a few months ago as well, performing in a 17th century Sultan's palace in the middle of the Kasbah. And there the seagulls were flying over me in this open kind of a palace courtyard. And that was a totally different experience to to perform in. So everywhere I go, I never know, in a sense, where or what it will be. But it's always a great opportunity to share what it truly, I believe in the most, is sharing the passion of life and how we can help and share and grow from one another.
And actually, how we are really connected, how we are the same, yeah?
We are. There is so much that we share in common.
Even from the Ujamaa village, or
it's absolutely true.
Medieval town in Morocco somewhere.
It could be, yes. Whether I was in Tangier or in Belarus or in Morocco or in Russia, and I hope this coming summer to go to four countries in Africa, there's really a common bond that we share as human beings, that we want to express inwardly what we feel that life can help and help us grow. But also, I think through theater, it really makes us aware of so much more of relationships, and that's the beautiful thing about it. Yeah.
Cool. Which countries are you going? You mentioned.
Well, I hope to go to Rwanda and Uganda, and then Mozambique, and to Kenya, and then also to Russia, and then to Bosnia and Herzegovina and South Africa. So there's a few that.
So you're going to Sarajevo, and then to.
Then in the summer, and then I'm talking maybe in the fall of also going to Bangladesh and Singapore as well. So we'll see. This
really
is what happens.
Completely different setups of.
It is.
Social environment.
They certainly are. Yeah. But wherever I travel, I find that The young people really, really are eager to learn, and I'm eager to learn from them. So it's a real mutual giving and forth.
You think the theater also can have a healing impact on?
Oh, it has an enormous healing impact. When I was teaching in Athens and I was able to go to Epidaurus, I went to where theater originated. And here you are sitting in a whole space where there's 18,000 people, and this is where theater, and the hospital is right next to the theater, and this is the way the Greeks did it, you know, 2,000 years ago. So ultimately, of course, it was all connected, that theater is this enormous healing force, and that it has the possibility to actually make people want to open themselves up more and say, how can I be a better human being on this planet?
Let's stop with that.
Yes, absolutely. That's what it's about.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.